Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Oh, Francis, I have missed you. I've missed you a lot.
I was pretty late. Do you know what? I didn't. You don't miss me because I've just seen you an hour ago.
No, I know, but the audience don't know that. So the fact is that I'm telling the audience that I have missed you.
Well, that's sweet. Do you know what just happened to me?
What?
So when I came to, we were doing a read through of our tour script.
Wait, build that up a little bit more.
We were doing a full read through of our full live tour script.
Yeah.
And we can follow a script despite what many people might think. You know, we're just a couple of idiots who can't follow a script. That's what they probably think. but we can. And so we're having a read through. And, you know, I arrived at 10, probably 10:30, something.
Yeah, 10:30 a.m.
Right. 10:30 a.m. And anyway, I left my lights on in the car. So I came back at 4:30 and my car wouldn't start. So my light's been on all day today. And now my car is still parked in Oval.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate and sordid details of our lives. Join me is my buddy, my co-host, my lover.
But basically,
no one knows you. People could be coming back to the podcast and don't know who you are. So,
well, people know who I am, I think.
Well, they might not
by now.
No, listen, if you're a listener and you just stumbled across this podcast, basically, France and I have been doing this for 65 episodes now. 65.
I thought you were about to say 65 years.
See, we've been doing this for 65.
Not as old as you, mate.
Been doing it. You're older than me by a month. What are you talking about?
That's true.
We've been doing this for 65 episodes, probably about a year and a bit, and you know. What we normally do is have guests on it and chat to guests. But today, what we decided...
We couldn't get anyone today, so we're just going to
You're not meant to say that. You're not meant to say... You're meant to go like, oh...
Hey, look, people are busy. I get it.
Nah, listen.
We've been let down by someone.
The truth is, Tom Cruise couldn't make it.
Look, we can't say who it is. We'll have to cut that out.
Why don't, Cahon, because we normally talk, you know, all of you guys who come back here, you know we normally have a guest. Why don't you pretend you're Tom Cruise right now? So anyone that just clicks on randomly. So hold on, we're going to get into character. I'm going to be your interviewer. I'm going to ask you a few questions about your life as Tom Cruise.
All right.
Okay. So here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Jamie. Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah. I'm great, actually. So listen, I'm excited that you're on Private Parts.
Why, thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah. I know, super excited. And, you know, you probably don't know really about the format.
No, I've listened to every episode.
You have?
I'm a huge fan.
No, you're...
We love it over in LA.
Are you serious? Wait, so you live in LA?
Yeah.
You do?
Most of the time.
Okay, and listen, Tom...
I'm not in the planet Zardon or... What is the planet that they live on?
Owen. I love that we're just breaking character right now. So yeah. So Tom Cruise.
What's the planet that they live on? The Scientologists. Oh, when I'm not on the planet Theta with Ziel's whatever. I don't know. I'm not an expert.
Who else is on Theta with you?
What's that guy called? I can't remember. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay, do you know what's been happening to me recently?
Rash. You've got a rash.
I don't have a rash.
Don't you?
I don't have a rash.
What's that rash?
I'm not naked sitting here, am I? You can see that I don't have a rash on me.
No, no, it's... Oh, okay, yeah.
What do you mean? To everyone listening, I don't have a rash. I'm sitting here fully clothed with a rather nice jumper on.
A rather nice jumper on. Rather nice jumper. It is quite nice.
A rather nice jumper on, and I'm not naked. But do you know what I have been getting?
Well, we can't see the rash because you're wearing clothes.
Well, I don't have a rash.
We can smell it.
How can you smell a rash?
Smell a rat.
But I have been getting hay fever a lot.
Oh, right. Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Apparently you can come down with that. Quite late in your life. I've never had hay fever.
Have you ever had asthma or something?
I've never
like that?
Had any asthma or allergic reactions or anything. But
no, you have had allergic reaction because there was that. What was that time? Remember when you were in Africa and you ate a bad salad?
No. I got typhoid.
I thought you ate a bad salad.
I ate typhoid, and there was basically basically I was down at the mine and I ate some of the food that this woman had prepared for the crew, and it gave me typhoid and I was in bed.
Yeah, but how bad was it?
Really bad. I'd been vaccinated against typhoid, but I still got typhoid. I always feel like it's a bit Dickensian to have had typhoid.
Why?
Well, just because it's like people don't get it anymore, really. It's like quite a rare...
Wait, so explain what. So you're sitting in Africa, you're gone to the mine, you've eaten this thing, you come back to your cabin or to your house.
Yeah, and it didn't... that night, I was just so sick. Like, I was sick all night. I couldn't sleep. Every like, half an hour or whatever, I'd just go to the loo to be sick. And then I was, like, basically lying in bed sweating. I thought it was malaria because I'd had malaria before, but...
Did you get that dizziness just before you're sick where you're literally like freaking out?
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. Like by the time, because I'd been sick so many times throughout the night, I became like a zombie, which like whenever I drank anything or ate anything, I'd immediately just like get up and like crawl over to the loo and be sick. It was like,
miserable.
And it went on for 2.5 weeks.
No.
Where I couldn't eat anything for 2.5 weeks. I was just being sick like every night, every evening at sun, when the sun went down, my body temperature would I'd go through the roof and I'd start like shaking and convulsing and like hallucinating and someone nicked my generator. Someone jumped over my wall, the wall into my compound and nicked my generator. So I thought, and two people had just been shot on the road behind my house.
What? Like in the Wild West?
And so the only way to get to the clinic was like down that road at night. And it was, I remember I was just sitting, and I knew the guys. They were like, there was a very small group of, very small community. And basically, I was like...
How bad were the hallucinations?
I was hallucinating. I was on my own in my room, lying in my bed, like in pitch black, because it was nighttime, and I was like having arguments with people in the room who weren't actually there.
With like Tom Cruise?
No. It was just the weirdest sensation. And eventually, I had to actually drive down the road that these two people had just been shot, like literally 800 meters behind my house, back to get to the clinic. And there were like babies like vomiting everywhere, and it was like in the middle of the Ebola crisis as well. Well, so I was like sketching out that there was maybe Ebola, but there's no Ebola in Ghana. But it was quite an intense experience.
Oh my Lord.
It was even more intense when the two guys got shot, because we were
you and the people you were arguing with in your
flat. He was the guy who managed our site, a guy called Nick, we were sat at home watching Horrible Bosses. And we got a call from some guys in the village, like calling us, like our phones were ringing off the hook. We answered and they're like, we had two white men just been shot near your house. We thought it was you. And we basically were thinking, oh shit, they're going to come and like raid our house. Cause we were the only like house with white people right on that road. So we were just sitting there with the pump action and the pistol on the table waiting for them to like have a full on like battle with them.
It's like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kids, Ken, where you're like waiting inside, ready to run out. And all this time
I hadn't had I didn't have typhoid at the point where they got shot, but then after that I did.
I might order typhoid tonight.
But I lost a ton of weight and I looked great afterwards. So if you guys are looking for a diet to...
Do you know what else I believe that before you go on holiday should happen? At the airport, do you know what they should have?
What?
Well, they should have tanning salons.
They do.
No, not at airports, they don't.
We're obviously not in the right part.
which part of the airport has a tanning salon that you know?
In Dubai, in the first class lounge, they've got tanning beds.
They do. I've been to Dubai.
They do. Or is it...
Why were they in Dubai?
No, they do.
No, they don't have tanning beds in Dubai.
Abu Dhabi, maybe.
They have tanning beds?
Yeah, in the airport, I think.
Well, I always think it'd be the best thing in the world.
They have everything in there, I remember.
This is my new invention that I want to do. I want to turn up at the airport.
Yeah, I suppose you would know if there were tanning beds somewhere.
No, I don't tan.
Yeah. Oh, you don't tan?
No, I do tan. I tan when I'm on holiday, but I don't tan, you know what I mean?
You go just go quite olive skin.
I am an olive skin.
Are you?
Yeah, if someone's got, they would say, like, you look like the Brazilian nut.
Do they show you one of those, like, sort of Pantone, like, colour palettes, and you're saying, okay, well, I want to be that colour, and then they mix up the paint,
they don't mix
and then
up
they
it.
Just spray it onto you with aerosol.
So you're saying you've never had a spray tan?
No, I have had a spray tan for a photo shoot, like years and years ago.
Really?
But it's not something I do regularly.
Yeah?
No.
I think I've had a spray tan with you.
Maybe it was that time, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
But spray tans are way less like, because having like a sunbed is actually quite dangerous sometimes.
Yeah, but you know what? Because I was up at Edinburgh University and I got very depressed because it got so dark in the winter. And... you know, I think one of my cousins who's a doctor told me, oh, you should just go and get a sunbed. It'll give you vitamin.
Because you have SAD, SAD,
yeah.
Right?
And actually completely, not only did I look great, but I felt so much better. And not that I'm telling everyone to go get sunbeds, but probably if you only live in Scotland or I suppose Scandinavia in the winter.
So what you've said now, you said go and get yourself a slice of typhoid, go and have a sunbed, you look fantastic.
Yeah, actually, do you know what? It's a killer combo.
It's a killer. Hey.
No pun intended.
Hey!
Well, maybe it was.
And on that note, Francis, we should probably have our question of the week.
Oh, I've got a good one this week.
Oh, you have? Don't shut up. How good is it?
It's excellent. Okay. What?
Okay.
What?
What? What? What do you want? Yeah. Look at you concentrating on your phone so much.
Why are US eggs...
Bluebells.
Why are eggs hatched or laid in... Sorry, not hatched. Eggs laid in the US. Why are they illegal in British supermarkets? And why are British eggs illegal in American supermarkets?
Wait. Okay. So why are American eggs illegal in British supermarkets? Why are... British eggs illegal in supermarkets.
In American supermarkets.
Okay. They are illegal because of... They are illegal because... They are... Oh, that I know why. Because as an English person, our stomachs haven't become accustomed to American eggs.
What?
What?
English people haven't become accustomed to American eggs?
No, not that. I can't
what,
do it.
So then, what about when you go on holiday to America?
Yeah, but I don't eat eggs when I go on holiday. They always say, don't drink the water and don't eat the eggs.
That's what going to America, because yeah, your stomach has not evolved to...
Otherwise, you'll get typhoid. No, I think... Why, Kate, this is... I feel like this is like a trick question. Why are they don't sell? Because why? I mean, why would they? Why would they sell American eggs in an English market when you can get? Because everyone's. It's about the organic. It's about the farmers. It's about helping the farmers in the, you know, in the UK. They don't want to get the American farmers because why would they want the American farmers? They're just trying to, because it has to be a UK product.
What? That's why it's illegal.
That's why it's illegal. It's illegal. Yeah. It's like trafficking. They can't do it.
Okay, so it's an illicit substance because it's not British.
Yeah, that's why.
Buy British or else.
Yeah, buy British or else.
You will go to jail. That's Jamie's England.
Is that the right answer?
No, that's the wrong answer, but I will tell you the right answer in part two.
Do you know what I'm really excited about there?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Your A-level results?
No, not my A-level results. Why would I? I've done my A-level results.
But yeah, I thought you were retaking them.
No, I'm not retaking my A-level results. No.
You're not?
No.
Oh.
I think if I did retake
them. You probably should.
No.
Didn't you get, what did you get?
What I got on my A-level results is I got B, C, D, and then I retook them and got BBC. I actually went back to Radley the other day to give a talk.
Oh, really? And how's the statue coming along?
Yeah, the statue's just being built at the moment. And I walked, guess this, you'll love this.
Did they put a tile with your name on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really? Where?
In the back garden.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. There's a statue of me in the back garden.
Really?
Yeah. Go and check it out. But the funniest thing was I had to go and do this talk, right? And I talked about, like, I turned up there and firstly, my teacher, so all of the old teachers were there and I walked in.
Were you getting heckled a bit?
No, heckled in a good way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there's three things I want to say. There's firstly, I walked in there and my old housemaster was there and he greeted me and he sort of brought...
He greeted you?
Yeah, he greeted me. Yeah, they laid on this red
Hello,
carpet.
Hello, Jamie. I'm just here to greet you.
They laid down this red carpet and I walked in. I walked up and he said to all of, to like the master's common room, which was really weird because
You were never allowed in there before.
No, to all of our listeners, I went to a boarding school called Radley College, which was all boys, and you were never allowed into any section apart from, you know, the boys' areas. And this was the teacher's area. So it was weird stepping into this area a decade after I've left.
Hmm.
Anyway, I had a conversation with the housemaster. The housemaster turned to all of the teachers and said, now, any work that Jamie hasn't handed in, please ask for it now. Because the amount of work I didn't do was ridiculous. Really? I reread all of my reports. Every single report was, Jamie's done no work. Jamie's done this. Jamie's done that.
Hmm.
So my teacher said to me...
Well, you showed them, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, you bet them. You bet him. I showed him. Anyway, I...
You bet him.
Yeah. I'm bet him.
Yeah.
Bet him. Yeah. Anyway, I basically then went and did this talk and my teacher said, well, have you planned it? I said, nah, I'm just going to wing it. Just going to go and wing this. Who cares? To the point where, which reminded me of a story that I had. My RS teacher, my theology teacher, who I won't name, Mr. Fernieho. He hated me. He hated me more than anything. He used to scream and shout at me. He used to shout at me so much. I would turn to him when he was shouting at me and go, why are you getting so angry? And he would go like, get even more. I go, look at you. You're furious. Why are you so cross? And I remember he just wasn't. the best teacher. And he used to do all of the teaching off these cards, right? He used to read off these cards and write them on the wall to the point where I was like, well, why don't we just go and buy these theology cards? And one day he came and he got to the front and went, tapped his pockets, went, oh, shit, I've forgotten the cards. Don't worry, boys, I'll wing it. I was like, what do you mean you're going to wing it? This is the most ridiculous thing ever. Anyway, so I went into this talk to wing it, and I kind of winged this whole talk about like candy kins and all this kind of stuff. And at the end, I was like, right, anyone want to ask any questions? Anyone, anyone? There's like 300 boys sitting there. Anyone for any questions? One boy puts his hands up, and I go, yes, you boy. And he goes, did you really have a hair transplant?
Really?
And if any question they asked, and then another person put their hand up and went, yeah, you, come on, give me something inspiring. And he went, did you really sleep with the matron here? And I went, oh my God, like, what is going on?
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Really? What was the matron called? Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you know her?
Yeah.
In like, the biblical sense.
Well, I did know her. She actually, one night, she said she was like, our housemaster basically thought it'd be really funny to like get a really hot matron. Into things, thought, oh, this would be funny. We'll get a really hot matron.
Really tonight. Funny.
It would really annoy the boys. Anyway, obviously all the boys were like, oh my God. We've got like this fit matron. Anyway, she used to like open the door to her like, her private side type thing. Like in
what?
Her, yeah, in her like.
She would open the door to her private side.
That's what we used to
that
call.
That sounds like something happened.
No, we used to call that would be like her like section where she lived, not like her private side. Yeah.
She just she spent all her time in her private side.
Anyway, she opened the door to it, and she used to open the door in like her bra and stuff like that, and like be like, oh, hello, and all this kind of stuff.
What? She sounds quite.
Yeah. Anyway, we were talking about sex and stuff like this. We started talking about anal, right? And we were like, you know, 17, 18 year old boys, like, I mean, just so excited.
So excited about anal.
She went to us, we went, and she came and we talked about anal or whatever we're talking about. And she comes in and says, oh, I've done anal. And we all went, oh, and went, yeah, and I didn't use lube.
What
is going on? Our matron talking about this. Yeah.
God, that's quite extraordinary.
Yeah, it was quite extraordinary. But she was like 23. I mean, she was 23.
She loved it.
Mm. I remember also at school, I had to do things called fags. Did you ever have to do the thing called fags?
Well, they weren't called fags, they were called stigs.
Well, yours called stigs. So we were called stigs, as in the first year was called stigs, but we had to do things called fags.
And yeah. They were called orderlies.
Okay, so all of our listeners there, basically orderlies and fags were these things that you had to wake up in the morning and do jobs for the rest of the house in the day. That's what you had to do. It's like the 60s. Mm. So what was your fag or your order?
Well, it depended. If it was like, well, you might have to clean up all the litter outside the house, or like,
yeah, it's literally
or bring breakfast to up sick.
Isn't that ridiculous to think that's what went on?
Yeah, but then you know, they had to do that for us.
Yeah, but then it kind of stopped in my last year.
Really?
Yeah, I remember like...
So I had a boy that brought me breakfast breakfast in bed every day.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
If I brought you breakfast, I would have spat in it every single day. I honestly would have spat in it.
No, we were good friends.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, that kind of...
No, he was...
Oh,
no,
I get,
no,
oh not, right, I get it.
No, it's not like that. It's nothing salacious about it.
I get it.
No.
Fallacious, though.
No, he was my cox.
Oh, okay, there we go. Knew it.
Here's my cocks.
Yeah. I bet he liked your cocks. So I remember I had to wake up every single morning.
And Did you? That's hard.
Yeah, I know, at school. I mean,
that is one strict school.
I had to wake up every morning and I had to do my fag duty, which I firstly had milk duty, which was like...
Milk was
worst.
I thought milk was the best one. Because then you got to drink the extra milk.
We had this big, cardboard boxes of milk that we'd put into something called a cow, and you'd press the lever at the bottom and milk would come out. And
like then, the little nipple that you cut off.
Yeah, the little nipple you cut off. And also, as a punishment, I was made to drink one of those full. I had to drink the whole thing full. That coupled with a whole packet of Smints. Yeah.
I remember there was actually one of the guys in the upper sec when I was in... I must have been like in fourth year or something. And he drank...
He was your cox?
No. He. Oh, your phone's on. No, so basically he went into... it was his name was James Barker. He drank a whole... He drank 2 liters of... two big jugs of milk. and then went into this boy's room and was just sick all over his things.
Oh my Lord.
Like whilst he was away from school. So he came back and his whole room just smelled of like rancid milk.
Oh my God. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, please stick around for part two, where France and I are going to be back. I'm going to be reading my diary. We're going to have the answer to the question of the week, and France and I are going to be talking about Love Island.
Oh yeah. My favourite show
Your
at the moment.
Your favourite show in the world.
Just can't get better than Love Island.
Hey, we'll see you in part two.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.